From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. NATO troops led by the U.S. launched an offensive today against the largest Taliban stronghold in Afghanistan. U.S. Marines are battling Taliban militants in the town of Marja in Helmand Province, which has long been seen as a breeding ground for insurgents. NPR's Saraya Sahardi-Nelson is traveling with some of the Marines.
What the Afghans have told me is that they've broken through the first line of the Taliban, but because of these large canals and stuff, they have to take this very slowly. They're trying to clear compound by compound. They're trying to identify bunkers with heavy caliber machine guns because those are causing the most trouble for the Marines.
NPR's Saraya Sahardi-Nelson reporting from just outside Marja, Afghanistan. Elsewhere in the country, NATO officials say three U.S. service members were killed in a roadside bombing unrelated to the offensive in Marja. The Winter Olympic Games begin in earnest today in Vancouver, British Columbia. Among today's events will be the men's luge competition. An athlete from Georgia died in a training run yesterday. Nodar Kumar Trashvili came off his sled, flew over a wall, and hit a steel pole. He was remembered at the opening ceremony last night as Canada welcomed athletes from around the world. NPR's Quinn O'Toole filed this report.
Georgia! A cheer and a standing ovation greeted the athletes from Georgia as they marched into the arena, looking somber and wearing black armbands and scarves. Later, the top Vancouver organizer called on all the athletes to remember their fallen teammate.
May you carry his Olympic dream on your shoulders and compete with his spirit in your hearts.
I heard there was a secret chord.
The ceremony featured songs from Katie Lang and other famous Canadian singers, Nelly Furtado, Brian Adams, Joni Mitchell. The Olympic cauldron was lit by five famous athletes, including hockey great Wayne Gretzky. Quinn O'Toole, NPR News, Vancouver.
A new lawsuit is facing Toyota. It was filed under the federal racketeering statute, RICO, and alleges that for years the carmaker covered up its mechanical and electrical problems. Ann Thompson from member station WVXU reports.
Cincinnati attorney Stan Chesley, known for his big lawsuits against Pan Am and the Lockerbie bombing and Dow Corning for defective breast implants, says Toyota was deceptive about its mushrooming mechanical and electrical problems.
That's a corrupt practice to their dealers, who are innocent in this regard. That's a corrupt practice to their employees, and more importantly, it's a corrupt practice to the millions of people that have bought their cars.
Chesley says for years, probably since 2004, Toyota kept the U.S. Department of Transportation and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration from investigating the problems four different times. A Toyota spokesperson declined to comment on pending litigation. For NPR News, I'm Ann Thompson in Cincinnati.
Gunfire erupted yesterday during a faculty meeting at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. Authorities say the chairman of the biology department was killed, along with two other biology professors. Another professor has been charged with murder. 42-year-old Amy Bishop had been teaching at the university since 2003. Three other people were wounded in the attack. No students were hurt. A new analysis finds that interest groups spent a record amount lobbying Washington last year, nearly $3.5 billion. NPR's Peter Overby has details.
Lobbying expenditures went up 3.3% from 2008 to 2009. The surge came as the economy was in crisis and Congress grappled with big legislation from the Obama White House. The number one industry, makers of drugs and health products, focused mainly on the health care overhaul. That pushed their spending up 11% from 2008 to a total of $267 million. By comparison, labor unions spent $43 million lobbying on all issues. The analysis comes from the Center for Responsive Politics. It actually understates the real numbers because much of the influence industry isn't covered by federal lobby disclosure law. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is inviting 21 members of Congress to the White House later this month for a conference on health care. He's asking 12 Democrats and 9 Republicans to take part. He wants the Republicans to bring their best ideas on how to overhaul the health care system. The meeting on February 25th will be broadcast live. Some of the Republicans expressed skepticism that such a meeting would produce a bipartisan agreement on health care. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.